the rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1967. The times were changing, and the music reflected the mood of the times. Protest.
Baby, I'm only society's child. She called you boy instead of your name. When she turned and said, but honey, he's not our kind.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Everyone had soul, or tried to get it. With crazy names were everywhere. The Blues Magoos, Jefferson Airplane, the Grassroots, and the man with the most implausible name of all.
Please release me, let me go.
Engelbert Humperdinck. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1967.
For a group called The Fifth Dimension, the one that was to rocket them to number one. They had two hits previously in 1967. Go Where You Want to Go was the first. And then they came up with a song called Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon, the Jimmy Webb song. There were two versions of that record, one by the Johnny Mansingers and one by The Fifth Dimension. And, of course, The Fifth Dimension version won out. Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon. 1967, a year of protest. This is the Buffalo Springfield.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
The year was 1967 for the Buffalo Springfield, and for what it's worth, on the Rock and Roll Generation, 17 minutes after 7 here at WPGC number 1, and I'm Brian Lauren. Simon and Garfunkel, and Fakin' It.
When she goes, she's gone. She wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it.
Simon and Garfunkel's hits kept rolling on in 1967. The song was Fakin' It. 21 minutes after 7, and the rock and roll generation rolls on. This is Brian Lawrence with you on a Monday, December 27, 1971, and we've got 58 degrees outside right now. Here is a song that became the cry of every top 40 radio station in America. The beat goes on.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Smash hit, I've Got You, Babe. The Sonny and Cher Bono husband and wife team hit the top 10 once again in 1967 with The Beat Goes On. It's 7:24 Rock and Roll Generation time with Brian Lawrence on studio musician who played guitar for many of the top groups. Became a superstar, appearing first of all on the Shindig television program on ABC television. He came out with a song which has become his theme song, Gentle on My Mind, Glen Campbell.
Your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me.
something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat full low across my face. Cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awakened from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
The theme song for one of the television and the recording industry's superstars, Glenn Campbell and Gentle on My Mind. It's 729 WPGC Rock and Roll Generation Time. This is Brian Lawrence.
WPGC-FM Morningside.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation. 1967. The sound of the Rock and Roll Generation ran the gamut from the sweet.
As they lay me in. Green, green grass of home.
To the hard rock sound of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Stars of the early days were climbing back on the charts and still going strong.
That's life.
Catchphrases from music of the day were happening everywhere. But the most familiar phrase that came out of the year 1967 via music.
Tell it like it is.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation. 1967.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play.
A part of the Rock and Roll Generation. And did you get some of the tidbits in there, some of the stuff they did? Donovan, the Beatles, I forget who else, but they did some fantastic imitations on that record. Very good. It's 7:32, WPGC Rock and Roll Generation Time, and I'm Brian Lawrence, bringing on Mr. Soul Man. The Soul Man, Sam and Dave.
I'm coming, I was
the highest scoring record for soul men Sam and Dave, and it's called I'm a Soul Man. So big even a Washington record company took their name, or actually a record store in the area took their name, and it was made them really tap people in the R&B field. That was their highest scoring record, number two on the national charts it was. Well, Big Wilson mentioned in 1966 that Nancy Sinatra joined Frank on a record. Well, in 1967, as you may expect, Nancy decided that he wasn't young enough for her. So she found Lee Hazlewood from Country and Western Music.
Since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Snowball Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Kind of provided some interesting contrast between Nancy's sweet voice and Lee Hazlewood's rough country and western voice. It's called Jackson on WPGC number one at 7:49. Make it 7:39 with Brian Lawrence and 53 degrees at WPGC right now. Well, further diversification of the A&M record company, Herb Alpert's company, was made with Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Their first song called I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight.
Tonight.
Jackson Hart from 1967 on the Rock and Roll Generation here at WPGC number one. I wonder what she's doing tonight. It's 7:42 with Brian Lawrence here on a Monday, December 27. And the good guys remind you to blast off into 1972 with a free rock and soul spectacular at Oxon Hill branch of the Prince George's County Memorial Library. It happens on Thursday at 7 o'clock. The library is at 5450 Oxon Hill Road.
WPGC number one.
On coming for Levi and the Motor City Four Tops, and you keep running away. It's 7:45 Rock and Roll Generation time here at WPGC number one with Brian Lawrence. Well, Neil Diamond was still writing hits for himself, songs like Cherry Cherry and Thank the Lord for the Nighttime. And he also rendered one to a group called the Monkees, which were tops in what we call sometimes the teeny bop field, right? It's all called A Little Bit Me and A Little Bit You.
Okay. I don't wanna find. I'm a little bit alone. No one else but you.
private record. Those are the Monkees doing it, called A Little Bit Me and A Little Bit You, from 1967 on the Rock and Roll Generation at 7:48. The Brian Lawrence on a Monday, and the good guys' environment is clear with increasing cloudiness tonight, lows to 55. Highs tomorrow, 65, with increasing cloudiness. Right now, it's 53 degrees. And the good guys remind you that they're congratulating Patricia Rowe, 38th Street Northwest in Washington, on winning $20 for sending him the best sound off of the week. And this Rowe sounded off about young concerned doctors. In 1967, this record was number two.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
The number two record in 1967, The Doors and Light My Fire.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1967. Even a song from the old Judy Garland motion picture, The Wizard of Oz, made the charts in 67.
Ding dong, the witch is dead, witch on witch, the wicked witch.
Charles Schulz, the cartoonist, had his famous dog Snoopy fight a musical battle with the Red Baron. The music world was even ready to accept a parody on the music world. The music of 1967 did indeed reflect the times and the mood of the now generation.
I dig rock and roll music.
The beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1967.
Skip the light.
1967, most records were, say, 2 minutes and 50 seconds long, something like this. Well, this started, didn't start, but was one of the early trendsetters in long records, nearly 4 minutes long, Procol Harum and A Whiter Shade of Pale. At 4 minutes before eight, on WPGC number one, the Rock and Roll Generation, and I'm Brian Lawrence. In 1967, I Spy hero Bill Cosby took Stevie Wonder's Uptight and made his own hit record. For comedian and television I Spy superstar Bill Cosby, it's Little Old Man. I'm WPGC's Rock and Roll Generation at 8 o'clock with Brian Lawrence.
Bye.
Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby.
for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby sister would be a little. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby?
Song in 1967 went to a group called the Box Tops with the letter at 8:03 WPGC Rock and Roll Generation Time with Brian Lawrence. And also in 1967, a hit record by Reverend Franklin's favorite daughter, Aretha. This is called Respect. Franklin, wrapping up our year 1967 on WPGC number one. It's called RESPECT, Respect, at 8:06, Rock and Roll Generation Time with Brian Lawrence.